if one sees with the eyes of flesh, all one sees are beings of flesh and objects made of matter. And a multiplicity of conflicting agendas and chaos and lack of control and lack of essence. But if one sees with the eye of the soul, one sees all the other beings as fellow souls who have emanated from the one self and derive their being from that essence which fills the dream field of this unreal world. But if one sees with the eye of Shiva, one sees only Shiva. One sees the unity shining through the multiplicity and the perfection of the unfoldment of the cosmic drama. And one abides in bliss, unaffected by the events that are occurring within the screen of the mind, because the awareness is completely clear that none of what is happening is real. Only the awareness is real. But the events are symbolic. And with the eye of Shiva, the symbols are decoded spontaneously, immediately, and leave no trace, no trace of wonder, no trace of doubt, no trace of any sense of lack. There is only the fullness and the perfection, because all is seen as moving by the will of God. Kali Yuga is known for its darkness, for its beings who have fallen into ignorance of the true nature of reality, who have had their connection to Shiva cut, and for them to be lost in a realm of mental chatter and loneliness and abandonment in a meaningless world of violence and cruelty and anger and narcissism and all of the ills that such a world creates. But at the end of Kali Yuga, there is an intersection with the next Yuga, the next Kalpa, and this produces a yuga within the yuga, a confluence of all of the lost souls yearning to return to God, who suddenly feel the presence of God calling them home and reconnecting them to the source of power and the source of purity that enables them to shed the narcissistic ego and to shed all of the karma, the suffering that that ego has accumulated, and gives the souls the power to detach from the world, to disinvest in the illusion of the world dream, and instead to focus on the real, on the source of the intelligence that has created all of this and now will annihilate it so that all evil comes to an end. And who will redream a world that is once again divine. And it is at this moment, at the end of the cycle of time, that all of those who seek release, all who sincerely in their heart seek freedom from the ego and from the karmic battlefield, are taken up into the light. And even while the bodies are alive, they feel the rapture of the presence of God within and without. And are filled with light that they transmit through the darkness so that other seekers can also find their way to the source, to the highest destination of fulfillment and graduation from this wisdom school of the world. But this is the moment when we are being tested, tested for our nobility of spirit, for our generosity, for our royalty, for our responsibility, for our compassion, for our willingness to serve, and to be free of our own egocentric traits, so that the divine traits of our true nature once again become fully embodied and developed, so that the world can be provided with role models of the process of divinization, so that those who have become cynical can again believe and trust and have faith that it is indeed possible to live a divine life, even as the world is crumbling and falling into the control of demonic forces, the almighty power of God will be victorious, but in ways that only those who are attuned to that wavelength will understand, because those who are attuned to God consciousness have no fear of death, because there is no death. Only the vehicle perishes, but not the self. And so, fearlessly, one is able to live and to offer that divine love that all souls are thirsty for, and to feel the presence of that power that alone can save the soul from its own internalized darkness. And fill the heart and the mind with that light that attunes one to the intelligence of the mind of God and gives one the opportunity to trade the ego mind for the mind of God, so that one is never again troubled by the chattering, emotionally chaotic mind of an ego that needs to be put out of its misery. And so this is the moment of death and rebirth, ego death and divine rebirth. And this is the time that has been given for that process to become complete. But for that to happen, for the fulfillment of your infinite potentiality to be gained in this life, not a moment can be wasted. Because any diversion from the path will enable Maya to grab you and divert your attention into lower paths and dead-end paths and ways that will only intensify the ego's karma. And so we must surrender our attention completely to the presence of God, for that gives us the compass, the direction to always continue our ascension and our growth, and the intuition that comes from the Tao to respond in every moment with that power that is the will of God, not that of the ego. Until the ego has been completely dissolved. This must be the practice, and it must be uninterrupted. And we must never indulge in ego narratives, because they will only create sorrow. They will only create a sense of loss and abandonment and all of the cascade of negative feelings about the hopelessness of reality. And if you buy into that fiction at all, it can take over the mind and shut down the connection to God. And so we must keep the consciousness in its alchemical vessel, untouched by Maya, and constantly being refined by the fire of God's presence, constantly being divinized, until only that vibrational frequency of the Godhead remains. And this alone brings graduation from the wheel of birth and death into the eternal light of immortality. Now is the time to choose your destiny. Now is the time to create your future and to create your place within that divine family of souls who belong to the Supreme One, and whose function is to sustain the world in the next cycle of its unfoldment. Everything depends upon your devotion and dedication to that supreme union of awareness and light. Until only the self, the inconceivable, the source of the light, the source of the power to be, is given as your true self. And all else falls away. May you accept all the gifts that God is offering. May you feel the peace that comes with the downpour of grace whenever the mind attunes to the presence of the Lord and abides in union with the self. And may you know that peace that is constant in the soul on its trajectory back to the source, in total faith, total joy, as we approach the singularity at the end of time, and the blissful reunion with the Absolute. And may you know the supreme, joyful peace of knowing the Absolute as oneself.